Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. You're getting too good at that.
That's it.
That was almost too easy for you, Ron.
No, it's rolling off.
Nailed
up.
It.
It is rolling off now.
There you go.
All right. Excellent. So, okay. I was at a client's house this week, and they came in, and the it has the beautiful patina on the kitchen floor, you know, scratches and dogs, you know.
Yeah, the usual.
Tearing it up. Yeah. And so then she said, can we just stain this a little darker so maybe that doesn't show through anymore? But it's a maple floor. And my first response with maple is, you can't stain that. You gotta keep it natural. But then
is that because you like the maple natural?
Well, partly, but, but when you go to the store and you see maple, they'll see them all different colors because, you know, they just spray the stain on top of it and put a sealer on it and call it done. But I mean, can you guys come in and still stain a maple floor without it making it look all blotchy? And because when I do see it, it looks nasty, really.
Well, the answer is yes, we can come in and stain it.
Will it look blotchy and nasty?
Most likely, yes.
That's what pre-stains are for. Right.
There are techniques that we can go through to make it a little bit more even.
Uh-huh.
The thing is back in the day when all these old original maple floors were installed in the Chicago
kitchens
mm-hmm. because everybody knows about density back then and said, well, we don't want all that steam and everything to absorb into the wood, so we're going to put maple in there and you put oak everywhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So nowadays we're putting oak everywhere because nobody cooks anymore. I'm sorry.
What?
I do. Wow. I do, and I don't wash my eggs.
Do you wash your hands after you crack the eggs?
No.
I wash my hands constantly when I cook.
Okay.
Do you wash your hands constantly while cracking the eggs? Because that's kind of
after.
Difficult. Oh, okay. So basically, back then they didn't grade the maple that well, so it was not nice and clean maple. So those maple floors are always going to have those burls in it, which are going to absorb the stain differently, and that's what causes the blotchiness.
And it's a blurl?
Burl.
A burble?
A burble.
Burl.
A burble.
Burl.
A knot.
A knot.
Okay.
Sorry.
And that's like a swirl in the grain.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you have that old type of a floor, then you're going to have some blotchiness coming through.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people like the blotchiness.
Absolutely.
You
know, really?
Yeah. We have interior designers that we work with. And, I mean, if you go to MrFloor.com to the gallery page, you'll see pictures of really, really dark-stained maple. I mean, we can actually even ebonize it so that it's almost black. It's very, very pretty. I mean, it's kind of a transitional type look.
Is that you use a torch?
Not quite. We have other techniques.
It's called charring.
No, you don't char the wood.
No.
Okay.
No, but we can. You know, Rich made the mention of, you know, pre-stains and other you know things. So there are techniques where we can minimize it. But as Aaron was just saying, there's absolutely no way to keep the burls from sort of coming to the foreground, and so you see this sort of mottled texture type of a floor. But it can be very pretty. And if you have an existing maple floor, you're not going to, I mean, we're never going to, you know, suggest that you tear it out and replace it. If we can save it, if we can salvage it and make it look decent, and what's in right now are all of these darker stains.
Yeah.
You know, so it has a little bit of movement. It has a little bit of, you know, color variation. It has some mineral streaking and, you know, some of the natural variants. But, you know, generally speaking, you don't stain maple because you typically get that blotchy effect. But, you know, is it blotchy or is it just textured? So it just depends on how you interpret it.
Well, in a kitchen, that's normally, at least in a Chicago bungalows, that's where you're going to find the maples, in the kitchens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If they're already 60, 70 years old, they've already got that character anyway.
Yeah.
Because right. Somebody's put, you know, underlayment over it at one point and put, you know, different layers of floor over it. So when you pull it up, it's got nail holes and everything anyway. Mm-hmm. So to sand that and then stain it, whatever colors end up coming out, come out. right?
It's going to end up looking better than it does with all the nail holes and the discolorations from the years of water and everything else.
Right. Okay.
So.
All right. Well, let's take a quick phone call here from Brooks. Hey, Brooks, you're on Mighty House.
Hi. I called in a little while ago. I won that flooring spray, and I want to say it's brilliant. It works really well. It cleans really well, and you should advertise too that it does more than just clean floors. I had a mahogany door, exterior door is like 9 foot tall, and I couldn't find anything that would clean it. And I used that on, and it cleaned it right up. And the owner was real happy.
Fantastic, so, Brooks. We appreciate that. Thank you for the feedback.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not just for floors, but it should be Mr. and Mrs. Floor, not just Mr. That seems kind of sexist, but.
There you go.
Because we know who cleans the floors at home. It's not necessarily the men, unless it's the garage. So.
Well, we know. Yeah.
And the color is kind of funky. It looks like a blueberry.
Really?
So I have to tell my guys not to drink it.
Right? Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we don't want you to drink it. No.
Drinking's not a good idea. Not recommended usage.
So I'm anxious to try some of your other products for like tile and stuff. So if it worked as well for that, then I'm kind of looking forward to that. But
yeah, that's great.
I had one comment about eggs. It has nothing to do with flooring. Yeah.
Okay.
But, we used to raise chickens when I was a kid. And you can, like when the chickens will lay their eggs out in their coop, it takes a while to go out and collect the eggs. We're not really meant to really consume eggs, but we do as a species. But the chicken covers it with what's called a bloom. And it protects the embryo from bacteria from invading the egg. That's what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're squeamish about excrement, so we clean off the egg, and that's why we're always cleaning. Because you know, when you crack the egg, you don't want that stuff to fall into the frying pan necessarily. So that's kind of why people do that. They clean it. But other countries do. They'll just leave it in their cabinets, and it will protect it for a while. But I mean, it's not indefinite, but it will. But chickens will lay a clutch of eggs, and that's the embryos will grow, and that's why it protects them. That's kind of why they have that nature's developed as is protective.
Excellent.
Like women have the placenta, that's kind of the same principle. It's that when a child's ready to come out, the placenta breaks, and so that's the same principle with
all right.
The hard shell.
Now we're talking icky bad stuff.
You're getting Ron all queasy.
Ron is moving away from the mic right now, Brooke. I just want you to know.
I know. Yeah, I just say it like.
All right.
Anyway, I just want to let you know that I really like the product. It's really, really good.
Excellent.
Product,
so. Thank you.
Thanks, Brooks.
Thank you, Brooks.
He used it to recommend to his homeowners, so he does flooring for a living, and he's going to do that because he says he just uses vinegar and water.
Oh, stay away from the vinegar. It's too aggressive.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Seems like it would dull the floor or something.
Right.
I said, I don't know if I would do that. Then
yeah,
I went,
have him
I
call us.
Him the bottle.
Yeah, have him call us, Brooks.
I said. I gave him their website, and so he's going to go check it out. So.
Fantastic.
Cool. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
I'll talk to you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, the floor cleaner, you can use it on all the wood surfaces. Then
any sealed surface.
Yeah, but you know what Brooks should really, and Brooks, if you're still listening, what you should really try is our cabinetry cleaner for that mahogany door of yours. It'll do even a better job than our wood floor cleaner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
why?
Even though you can use the wood floor cleaner on flooring and sealed surfaces, the cabinetry cleaner is designed slightly different. And it does a little bit better job.
And Rich?
Does it have more restoring oils in it or something?
Why?
That you wouldn't want on your floor because it would make it slippery?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, there's an additive in the cabinetry cleaner that will, I don't want to say it'll sort of seal it or polish it, but it'll leave it a little bit shinier. Okay. And you don't really want that on a wood floor because we don't want to introduce those oils onto a wood floor surface. But on a cabinet or a door or, really even a piece of furniture, that is a welcome type thing. So the cabinetry cleaner is definitely great on all of those surfaces, and the wood floor cleaner is specifically designed for wood flooring.
Okay. So which one would be better to do a risky business slide? The cabinet floor stuff on the floor?
The cabinet stuff on the floor is my bet.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. So we should use that.
Right. Yeah, or you could just spray your socks and then, just go, Ron.
I was going to say, the whole pledge, but then you got to refinish your floor.
Right.
Yeah, the house I grew up in had that long hallway, so we used to, when the three boys, shoot right down that hall and slide.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
That was funny.
Excellent. Okay, so we can't... We should stain then maple floors? Or
yeah, you absolutely can. Yeah, you just have to set some expectations so the client knows what to be expecting. And we try to do that all the time by showing pictures.
Are you going to get samples or something?
Right. Now, if we have our choice of installation materials, you know, we're not going to necessarily recommend maple to somebody that's looking for a clean, sleek, sort of non-texture type floor. So we'll you know, advise them to maybe use other products, other species of floors or types of floors. You know, if you have an existing maple floor, absolutely, we'll be happy to come in and sand it, stain it. And
well, the thing I like about maple is it generally doesn't have a lot of graining to it like oak does.
Right.
So what would you use in place of maple that's going to be equally as hard and not have the graining like an oak wood?
So we're starting to see a lot more birch being used.
And really?
Birch is an interesting alternative to maple. So it's a little bit less dense than maple, but it takes a stain a little bit more evenly.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of still give you that real sort of fine grain or that real sleek look without a lot of the burls that the maple
Isn't that too soft for a floor? Wouldn't that be like equal to a pine?
No. Birch is actually harder than oak, but less hard than maple. Yeah, so it's an in-between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I almost thought of birch as like a softwood almost.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. And we're seeing it from a lot of our manufacturers. They're using it in the pre-finished solid or even engineered format.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a stain a little bit nicer. So we can eliminate some of the blotchiness, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, because it absorbs more evenly that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe it just comes from, the years of watching it done and people wanting to stain cabinets and using maple cabinets and wanting to stain those. And it never really turned out right. You know, trying to do a maple door or something was just brutal.
Just too dense. It's a very dense material.
Well, that I don't think most people really know how to finish. You don't like maple can't be just stained and sealed. It does have to be pre-treated. There's tricks to all finishes. And, you know, I always tell people, like, you go buy furniture, it's not stained and sealed. There's 7-8 steps to that, you know. And I said, you go look at your furniture, they actually take black paint and they spatter it on there so that you have black spots on that finish. And it's so your eye's attracted to that, not to the blemishes.
Wow.
And they literally do that on purpose. But the other thing is to tone the urethanes.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yep. Yeah, we've got a lot of those tricks in our back pocket. So
okay, cool. MistersFloor.com for more information. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.